Well, Chris, talking to you last night after an unbeaten 100, and here you are now with 268 against your name. That must feel pretty good.
Yeah, it's brilliant, to be honest. I obviously wanted to kick on and get a big score, but I probably never thought that it'd be quite that big, but it's just brilliant.
Batsmen talk about just playing the next ball. You're kind of in the zone a bit, and in a sense, the ball was hitting the bat in the middle so much today. You must have been seeing it like a football, as they say.
No, yeah, I was hitting it well, and I felt good out there. And obviously the wicket helps. It's a nice wicket out there, and I think I try to just take every ball as it comes. And if it was a ball I could hit, it was a ball I could hit, and I felt like I did that today.
You started 40 runs, I think, shy of the follow-on total. There were two early wickets this morning, and then Jack came in and just breezed you past that follow-on. And in the afternoon, James Fuller and yourself looked as if you were just batting for fun.
No, yeah, we had a little bit of a wobble early doors, but the way Jack came out and played his shots and played how he did was brilliant, and that really helped us and sort of turned it back in our favour.
When James and you were out there together, you obviously were encouraging each other. What was kind of the message between the two of you?
Well, I think with Foz, you just let him play his own game and try not to rein him in. He plays how he does, and I think he plays at his best when he plays like that. So I was just trying to encourage him and keep him going, really.
Are you one for records? Were you conscious of personal milestones like the previous championship score, the fact you had a double 100 before in a university game, but not in the championship?
No, I did want to get past the 200 mark and get past that the highest first class score, which was a uni game, because I wasn't sure if I'd ever do it, and I'm happy that I did it today.
8 hours at the crease is a long time, though, isn't it?
No, yeah, it's definitely a long time. I'm feeling it right now, especially as we did all that time in the field beforehand, so it feels like I haven't missed an over this out there at the minute, so yeah, I'm pretty tired.
Is concentration the biggest thing, though? I mean, when you're batting as well as that, is it just not making a silly, tired mistake?
Yeah, I think so. It helps to have little goals to aim for, and obviously I had some personal milestones and some milestones with getting to 1,000 runs and things like that. I think that helped me because I was pretty determined to try and get to those milestones.
Well, I say it's a big innings and it's given you a lead of 125, but in that last 90 minutes or so, Glamorgan showed that pitch is still good to bat on, isn't it?
No, yeah, they played well. But hopefully with maybe a bit of dew in the morning and something like that, we might be able to nip through, and then we've got obviously two spinners that can try and toil away on there.
First hour is going to be important to get some sort of breakthrough, though, isn't it?
No, yeah, definitely. If that'll be the key to the day, if we get a few wickets then. Otherwise, it'll be a lot harder for us.
Does this, from a personal point of view, send you into the winter in a good frame of mind and perhaps thoughts of playing some great cricket somewhere?
It sends me in a good frame of mind and up for next season. But obviously, I'm still staying here and training hard and going to do my time in the winter and look to just sort of improve on what I've already done.
Well batted today.
Thank you very much.